Abaisa and Dafyud Beis says, Tanu Rabbanan, Ira Babsu Uminu Acha Tachtov, Rishin Chosa Lavodoso, Sheni Kol Mitzis Kahuna Gdola Olav, Divrei Reb Meir. That if the Kohen Gadol became possible, became Tomei for some reason, so, and they had to appoint another Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur to finish the Avoda. So, after Yom Kippur, when he's Roy again, so the Rishon, the first Kohen Gadol, he retakes his position to do the Avoda, and the one who was appointed in his stead temporarily, so he was appointed Kohen Gadol to finish the Avoda on Yom Kippur, so all the mitzvahs of Kohen Gadol are upon him. That's the opinion of Reb Meir. And Reb Yossi's opinion, Rishon Chozer Lavodoso, Sheni Einu Roy Lola Kohen Gadol Lola Kohen Hedyot, and continues, Sheni Einu Roy Lola Kohen Gadol Lola Kohen Hedyot Kohen Gadol Mishum Eva. The reason he doesn't, he can't do the Avoda like a Kohen Gadol is Mishum Eva, because of the animosity that will be between him and his and the original Kohen Gadol. So the Turi Evan asks that from this Gemara, it seems that the Kedusha of the Kohen Gadol is a Kedushas Olam. However, the yes, that it says in the Yerushalmi, Tosis quotes this Yerushalmi, that Kohen Gadol is mismanim beper or mistalik beper. He's appointed and can be removed from office, unappointed. So that's soisa what it says here, because here, from our Gemara it seems that the Kohen Gadol is a kedushas olam, and even the second Kohen who was appointed instead. He has still the status of a Kohen Gadol. So, in this halacha of the Yerushalmi, that Kohen Gadol mismanim beper, just to mention the Tosfos, continues, it says, who indeed is the person who appoints the Kohen Gadol? So, the Tosfos quotes that it's the Kohen Gadol is appointed by the king, by the melech, and Echav HaKohanim, and the other Kohanim. However, the Rambam in Kleir Mikdash says, Ein Mamidim Kohen Gadol, Ela Bezdin Shel Echav HaShivim. And the source for that is the Tosefta, that the one who appoints the Kohen Gadol is Bezdin HaGadol. However, we have here a stira, whether the Kedusha Kohen Gadol is La'olam, or can a Kohen Gadol be mismanim beper or mistalik beper? So Reb Chaim said that, to explain this, that there are two halachas in the Kohen Gadol. One is halacha, the Kedusha and Gav of Kohen Gadol, and that's a function of Mashiach, if it's B'Shem and Mishra, or Ribi B'Godim. And that Kedusha, which is a personal Kedusha, that's forever. However, there's another Kedusha of the Kohen Gadol, and that's a function of his position and his authority, and that halacha and the position of Kohen Gadol, so that is depends on minui, and Bezdin HaGadol or Echav Kohanim, the Melech, can remove that, and he can be unappointed. And just as in terms of the model to that, we see the Mashiach Melchama, because Mashiach Melchama, who is Nimshach B'Shem and HaMishcha, his Kedusha is a Kedushas Olam, but we paskin the Mashiach Melchama is Meshamish Ba'ab B'Godim. So as relates to Avoda, that depends on Minui. And the position of Kohen Gadol, which represents that he does Avoda with Ches B'Godim, that depends on Minui. And that can be removed, but in Kedushas HaGavra, that is also betuma, even of his krovim, or that is also to marry almana, those halachas, that's a Kedushas Olam, and that can never be removed.